Arriba Abajo, All Central Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila, Fitness Miami.
All right. Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami,
baby. What's good?
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. I'm one of your co-hosts, DJ Don Julio. And over here, we got my boy.
Lucius in the building. You already know.
Yo, welcome back, everybody, man. We came in here and we got some new equipment
for you guys.
No, we're pretty hyped right now.
Yeah, we're pretty hyped. We got some bells and whistles.
Yeah, we got all the cool bells and whistles, man. We're ready to make this podcast.
We're ready.
Level up over here, man. So before we start this podcast, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and take these round of shots.
I'm beating you to it this week.
Yeah,
let's go.
Cheers.
What's that saying? Para arriba, para abajo, para el centro, para
it's too late. Oh my God. Ooh. That one went down hard.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad for me.
Damn, that one went down hard for me. Fuck.
You know, I learned this new trick on TikTok.
Today we're drinking Milagro Select Barrel
Reserve.
Why
you pronounce it like that?
I know, right?
Milagro.
Well, it's when I'm talking English, man. I have an English accent.
Pero Milagro.
Pero cuando estoy hablando español, papo, entonces aquí estamos tomando Milagro Select Barrel Reserve.
Milagro.
What's that new trick that you learned on TikTok?
So when you take a shot, you're supposed to take a deep breath?
Oh, bro, I talked about that on a podcast before, G. You barely just learned this?
I don't know, man.
Bro, you don't be paying attention.
If you guys remember that.
This man don't be listening to me when I be talking, man. I've been telling the tips and tricks out here before TikTok.
I don't remember
existed.
That. I'm just saying,
on,
I don't remember
man,
that shit.
Come
man.
On.
I don't remember that shit, man. I would have remembered
come
something like that.
On.
You know what I mean? I
all
think
right, man.
You were too drunk and you thought you said it.
before we start this podcast, let's go ahead
hit
and
hit him with the disclaimer.
The disclaimer, man. And the only reason we do this is just because we know there's going to be some social justice warriors. We're going to have a lot to say, and they're going to feel a certain type of way. We're saying what people are afraid to say, right? So whenever you listen
that's
to
right.
this podcast,
100%
you got to come in here with an open mind. And yeah, it'll sound a little bit fucked up, but at the end of the day, everybody got some fucked up thoughts, you know, that
exactly
that you don't put out there just because you feel fear out of the way that the crowd or the people are going to go ahead and react. And the reason why we do this is basically to give a voice and for comedy purposes as well.
Entertainment.
It's for entertainment, man. We just want to say all the shit that
for your enjoyment,
yeah, that we know that you think because we're thinking it.
Exactly.
And we talk like this on the regular to each other.
Have you guys seen TikTok?
Yeah.
All those weird videos. Everybody's thinking about those weird videos. Everybody has thought about those weird videos.
Except everybody's afraid to say that shit out loud because they're afraid of what? The people. They're afraid of getting canceled and all that stuff. You know what? You can't get canceled if you never
started.
And
that's why it's so popular because everybody can relate to it.
Exactly, man. So whenever you listen to this shit, come in here with an open mind. Come in here to laugh. If you're into CrossFit, get out of here. With that being said, man, we're
CrossFit,
gonna start
get
this.
Your CrossFit
start,
shoes. Get your take your belts off.
That's it, man. You
get
know,
out of here with them knee sleeves.
Take off your skirt, man.
No, fuck it. Get out of here with the elbow wraps.
And if you're a female listening to this, you know we're giving you the insider of what really happens with the boys. What happens? What the boys be talking about when
we're
the female's not around? That's it.
A man's mind.
A man's mind. You know, this is like a rare world, right?
Ooh,
there.
I like that.
You know,
man's mind.
Man's mind.
Into the man's mind.
Into the man's mind. It just sounds right.
Let's go.
Let's start this bitch. So before we start, actually we already started. Fuck this. Today I'm pretty excited, man. You know, I took my time today and I made some jalapeno simple syrup. This is handcrafted by me right here.
Handcrafted. We're gonna be selling them $5 a pop. $5 a pop.
Handcrafted by me. This is my
place
first time
orders,
doing this.
Link in our description box.
Yeah, right. A jalapeno simple syrup. You know,
simp syrup.
Simp syrup.
Jalapeno simp syrup.
If you catch yourself simping,
go ahead and
go
pour some of that in your drink.
Yeah, pour some of the simp syrup in your drink to get rid of that shit right there.
So, exactly.
Yo.
That's a good one.
Yo. All right. We're going to go ahead and start this bitch off by talking about dating and simping. You know, simp syrup. Dating and simping with simp syrup. So
damn.
This happens to a lot of guys pretty regularly. A lot of guys, before they get to that point to where they are now, at some point they
to where they are now. What, they ain't there yet.
Simps. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
To get to the point of being simps. They might have been a regular person, or they might have been a fuckboy, or they might have been just a grown ass man who just wasn't looking for a relationship.
Yep, just going
like,
with the
flow. You're like, how I threw that in there. But what ends up happening is a female comes in into your life that
sweeps you off your feet.
That's the best way to say it right there. She'll come in here with that flaming fucking gorilla grip vagina right there. That
I was gonna say coming in smelling good, but you just went ahead and dove nose first with that into it.
That gorilla gripper right there, the one that shit, that freaking thing clenches while you're freaking beating it right there. Boy, the one that takes all the juices out of you, all of it.
Oh man,
when she comes in, man, you're prone to simp.
Yeah,
I can't even blame you for that. You're exposed a little bit. I honest to God can't even blame you for that one, because you know shit happens.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, like when you're dating and you know you catch, like I've been in this scenario to where like I would date this one chick and I would catch myself doing some things that I normally wouldn't do.
Yep.
And to a certain point, you start to build this momentum where it's hard to stop. Like I would do one thing, then I'd be like, oh shit, I did that. And then I'll pay for this, I'll pay for that. And then I'm like, oh man.
And you'll just catch yourself just nonstop simping.
And then,
just
nonstop. And it's just nonstop. It's, like once you
it's
start.
It's simp after simp after simp after simp after simp.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be a little clear as to like what exactly, because some people don't know what a simp is.
If you don't know what simping is basically you're doing things as a man that you know you shouldn't be doing. Because in a relationship or anything with couples, it's 50-50. The God honest fact, there's such thing as, you know,
it's your 50-50.
Your gentleman aspect of things. Obviously that comes into effect, but whenever a female talks to you in a manner that you know you wouldn't accept from anybody else, but you let her get away with
treat you that way,
you let her treat you in a manner below what you normally would allow somebody to treat you, like, you're simping.
Yeah,
you're simping
where you're being disrespected in multiple ways.
Yes, exactly. Disrespected is like, the best way to put it.
Disrespected in the sense of like the way she talks to you or he talks to you. Because girls can simp too.
Yeah, girls can simp. 100%. Girls can simp too. Girls can simp. This is for everybody. This works for everybody. This is like a two-sided coin right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so.
Two-faced coin.
Whenever that person is talking to you in a certain way, whenever this person is treating you in a certain way where you shouldn't be treated, and.
When you deserve better.
Yeah. When you know you deserve better. But you're accepting it.
Yes, sir. Then you simping.
That's simping right there.
Yep. It could happen to men and women. 100%. Men and women. But because we're men, we can only talk about our gender. We can't really talk about the opposite side unless we have another female.
And men, let's be honest. Men simp more than women do.
Oh, hell yeah. Men simp a lot.
Men simp a lot. They'll drain their bank accounts for women.
It's like, known, bro. There's songs about this shit.
Yeah, there's...
You know what? What's it called? City Girls? If he got money, drain his bank account. That's a song. I can't remember what the song is called. It's this, fuck, I can't remember. But they basically be talking like, you know, if you're a rich dude, you know, drain his bank account. Yep. You know, it's known.
Yep. It's known. It's a known fact.
It is like in the social culture at this point, whenever men, you see a lot of men who have money and they find a chick who has no money and then they just basically simp over her and they just buy her whatever she wants.
Yeah, they get taken advantage of.
Exactly. Which to them, the guy probably doesn't care, but you know, it's simping.
Yeah. So when you're dating, like, y'all got to be careful as to like
to simp
to make sure that it's always a 50-50 effort. Like I've been approached.
You got to be careful to not be taken advantage of.
Yeah. Like I was approached, and you know, this said person was dating this other person, and you know. He got caught into a predicament, right?
An entanglement.
See, he was dating this one chick for a certain period of time, right? They were building this rapport. I'm giving you guys a story, right? And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this person was doing a lot for the girl, right?
Yeah, you're going above and beyond as a man. You're going on expensive
dates.
As a man,
you're going on, you know, this person was paying for her bills. This person was taking care of her, looking out for her and stuff like that.
Let me pause you right there real quick. You heard how he said this gentleman right here was paying for female's bills, taking care of her, paying for expensive dates. That's simping.
That's simping.
Now, there's a difference between taking care of your female and simping, because the way he said it already, it's already, there's a negative connotation that's going to come against it. Now, I'm not saying anything against our fellow man over there who wants to take care of their female. It's okay if you do that.
Yeah.
It is, 100%. Yeah, yeah. If that's something that you value, by all means, go ahead and do that. But continue on going with the story, because you're about to hear why I had my fucking jaw dropped.
And, you know, so this guy was, you know, was doing a lot of stuff. And long and behold, you know, she didn't treat him right the whole time. Well, they couldn't have arguments. They couldn't have anything that she wouldn't allow.
Yeah, she couldn't. She dictated the relationship.
Exactly.
She was like the director.
She had the pants on.
Yes. Yes. Which, and that's a problem.
Yes.
That's a problem.
So whenever they had like an argument, she became cold. And
yeah, she basically kind of like chastised him for standing up for something that he properly believes in.
Which, exactly.
Mind you, this is okay to happen in a relationship.
Yeah, it's fine.
Natural.
It is totally natural
that you're going to have your own ideals and I'm going to have my own ideals. It's natural to argue. But you have to learn how to argue in the proper manner, because there is a wrong way to argue. If you explode at each other and it comes into like fist fighting, or it comes into like some type of emotional attacking, then that's the wrong way to do shit right there. That's the wrong way to argue. But if you're arguing and you decide, you know what, fuck this, I'm not going to talk to you, I'm going to shut you out completely, then you're freaking being a child. You don't know how to understand.
You don't know how to communicate.
Yeah, exactly. And the communication part is key in relationships, right?
Yep. And the communication is absolutely key. So what ended up happening was this person went ahead and had a conversation, and long story short, they're no longer together. But the moral of the story is, if the person isn't giving you the same amount of effort that you're giving them, then it's already just gonna be doomed to fail.
Yeah, you're
doomed to fail.
You're doomed from the start.
So you have to come up strong. You have to be in a point where you're clear-headed. You're at 100%. And you have to find someone who's at 100%. Like, they shouldn't need you, but they want you to be around them.
Yes.
They want you to be in their presence. They want you to spend time with them.
You shouldn't.
Because it's not because they need you. It's because they want you to be there.
You shouldn't overly rely.
And I think a lot of simping relies on...
You over-rely on that person. Yeah. Yes. You over-rely on somebody.
When she needs you, she manipulates you.
And suggest you run over there, you'll cut everything off. You could be at work.
Yeah.
And you'll call out, you'll do whatever it has to, which, mind you, there's a proper way. Like, if it's an emergency, it makes 100% sense. If it's like you have to be there for your significant other. But if you're doing this regularly, you're going out of your way for this person. And the moment that it comes for whenever it's time for you to ask for that person to go out of the way for you, they won't do it.
Yep.
You're simping.
You're simping. And so, at whatever degree, whether it's small or something big, if that person isn't giving you the same amount of attention, the moment you realize that is when you need to catch yourself and be like, okay, if I'm, let's bring up texting, right? If I'm texting this chick and she doesn't reply to me in a certain amount of time, if she replies to me 6 hours later and I reply within 20 minutes, I'm simping. Why? Because I'm respecting her time, but she's not respecting my time.
Correct. If she's expecting you to text back immediately, but whenever you're texting her,
she doesn't respond, then she replies to you whenever the hell she wants. 100%. You're simping 100%.
And she makes it an argument.
She'll make it an argument.
A toxic chick. That's a toxic ass chick.
That becomes
right
a snowball. If it becomes a texting, then it'll become this, then it'll become that. It'll become you having to pay this and you having to pay that. Which, if you have to help her out or help him out, then help them out, right? Help them out. It's helping. But if they become dependent on that,
the disrespect gets worse and worse.
Because
and worse.
They become expectant of it. Yep. And it's like,
The disrespect gets to the point to where you're with your boys.
And this happens when you're dating.
Yeah. Like, when you're with your boys and like this person will put you on blast in front of the guys. As a man,
hell no. Hell no.
You ever seen that
I've actually had you were there, like when an ex of mine mentioned about a time where I didn't have the funds on a certain time, she would put me on blast.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, yeah. I remember.
After all the shit I do, you're gonna go ahead and put me on blast.
It's
we're no longer together, but you know what I'm saying?
I remember.
Even shit like that, there's always truth behind jokes.
Yes.
There's always truth behind jokes.
Yes. If she's willing to joke about it, then she probably feels that way to a sense of degree. And same thing with guys. If we joke about something that probably hurts you, there's probably some truth behind the words that we're freaking saying right there.
Yep, absolutely. So it's like,
wait, what's a moment that you can actively recall it where you simped while you were dating somebody?
So the last time, I don't know, I remember clear. So I would say it was, I remember I was doing a physical activity. I wasn't fucking. But I was outside, you know, I was either riding my bike or riding rollerblades, whatever. And I took my phone out to do to record an Insta story. And I was recording homegirl. And homegirl went ahead and I was pointing the camera towards her behind me, right? So I'm like this.
So like you're including her in the video.
I'm including her in the video. And she's ducking from the video, bro. She ducked from the video. Like she didn't want to be seen in my video. I was like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
Oh, and shit.
She's getting closer to me and I'm like trying to get her in the video. And she's like avoiding to get herself into the video. So what I'm thinking was... She was talking to someone, and I was the side piece without even knowing it.
Dang.
I was the side piece, and I didn't even know that shit. I didn't say anything about it because I was so like,
yeah, you were simping hard.
And that's what simping is like you realize those red flags, and then but you're so wrapped up into your emotions that you don't even say anything about it. You don't think anything about it. You don't even question it anymore, and you're just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yo, that shit hurt my feelings right now.
So that was a time where I was called simping when I was dating this one chick. And let me tell you, it was just like a time where, you know, it was during quarantine too. So yeah, it was a special time. Like I had fun, but I was definitely simping the whole time that we were talking, and it didn't work out, and I'm happy that it didn't work out.
Yeah, it happened for a good reason.
But I think
the most I've ever simped was whenever I was younger, when I was freaking, I would say 18, 19. I would simp so much because if I was in the presence of a really attractive woman at the time, I would just be like, holy shit, like, you know, this one might be the one. Like, you know, when you're young and you always assume like as for us as males, we value physical beauty for most of our lives.
You know,
for most of our lives.
And I want to chime in on that because there was this pretty smart saying. I mean, I think it's smart because I think it's true, is that us as men, we value what we see, which is why women put on makeup and they look beautiful.
Yep.
And women value what they hear, which is why men lie a lot.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. I never heard that one before.
So women value what they hear, men value what they see. That's why women are always trying to put on makeup. That's why women are always valuing how the way they look.
Damn, and women, that's a wise man that said that. That's a wise ass man.
Women value what they hear. Because, and that's why we lie. We tell you what it is that you want to hear.
We tell you all those little sweet nothings.
All the little sweet nothings.
You know, it's like the devil's tongue.
And that's it.
Nah. Well, damn, you made me lose my train of thought.
High school and...
Yeah. So I simped a lot, man. I simped a lot when I was younger. When I was younger, I was put in a position to where I had a good amount of money. I worked a lot. I always freaking spent a lot of my time working, actually. So I was able to... I was considered the person who always had money, right? So I kind of like, even though I didn't have money, you know, like I ain't had like money. But when you're young, having more money than your own peers, bro, it's like you're considered of somebody of value.
Yep, yep.
So the way I would simp is these people like would give me subpar effort, like subpar. And I would go out of my way to try to get attraction or get affection from that other person by, you know, throwing dollar bills at it. You know, get here you go 100, here goes 200, here goes 50, here goes I'll drive you over to XYZ because I had a whip too. So like all those things that other person didn't have, which now what I'm looking at is like, bro, this person was trash.
Yeah.
This person ain't had nothing going on in their lives and I'm over here, you know, doing XYZ, ABC. I have all this shit going on and I would go out of my way, bro. Like there'd be moments where I would like be like maybe on 4 hours of sleep.
Damn.
And I would go out of my way, drive 20, 30 minutes to freaking go do something for them or to pick them up from somewhere, bro.
Shit, bro. They had you on lock, boy.
Yeah, boy. I was on lockdown, boy. I was on lockdown. And I would never... And I would always...
High school, those were fun times.
And man, you know when you're afraid to joke in front of them? You know when you're with your significant other and you can't really joke around them because they'll get mad at you? They'll get mad at you like, you know, like poking, like kind of like teasing.
Like they're control, like they're almost controlling
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
That's another
yes,
form where
and then
it's
when
like,
you're in a group of friends, it's when it really happens.
Yeah, where they'll be like, don't say that. Don't mention this.
Don't say that shit before I say X, Y, Z. Oh, now they're threatening you. Yep. Now they're threatening you with some other shit.
Oh, shit.
Boy, the toxicity in that, boy.
Don't talk to this person because this and that and the other. Then I'm gonna talk to that
now,
person.
Yep,
and
that, now that yes,
out of spitefulness.
Yes. Now you're getting those lines are being drawn right there. Those lines of toxicity is being drawn to where it's just like, yo, don't you do this because if you do this, this is gonna be the end result from it. Boy, that shit is so fucking bad for you, man.
Yeah, spiteful. That shit's just not.
That shit would like.
Yeah. That shit'll bite you in the ass. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And shit'll bite you back in the ass.
No,
I've been in that scenario.
And it did.
And it did. Not being the one getting bit in the ass. So I'm a living testament.
And it did, man. Exactly. Because the older you get, and if you know your value and you learn and you're constantly pursuing knowledge and you're constantly pursuing the next step in your own life, your own progression of life, bro, you always gonna be in
so
on the high road of shit.
We didn't even go that much into detail as to like dating and simping. Like dating, what is simping? Is it like the dates, the first date, second date, third date? Like, do you take care of everything? Is that simping? Like, and they pay for everything, you know what I mean? Like, I would say initially if it's a first date, like
the gentleman thing to do is
to take care of everything.
Yes,
the first time.
Yes,
the second time, third time.
If she
y'all
feels
can split
in the first date, if the woman feels some type of way to where it's like she wants to, like, and you can tell that she's putting a strong force to pay, let her. There should not be a battle of freaking who's gonna pay, who's gonna do what. If you see her putting her effort in, you'll let her. Like,
but what if she's like saying it just to test the person?
Then that she's toxic.
Yeah.
If you're getting tested on date one, yo, pay this bill and kick rocks. The fuck you gonna come over here and test me on our first date?
I know. Is she gonna test you the first date? She gonna test you the whole
time? Yeah, you're gonna be getting tested the entire time, man. A woman who has her shit together, boy. She don't have to test you.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah, she don't have to test you. She'll just talk to you and she'll listen to the character that you have as a man, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's a chick who has her shit down packed, boy.
Yeah.
But if she come, test is a level of fucking toxicity right there, boy.
Yeah, that's toxicity. Yeah. Toxic shit. Toxic traits, bro.
If you gotta get tested.
If you get tested.
Like, what is this? Fucking SAT over here to get into college? SAT to get in these draws?
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I know women like to get into arguments and it, like, turns them on and shit. Like, yeah, arguments
like,
are
we,
cool.
We like to start arguments over bullshit.
It's fine.
Did I ever tell you the one thing I did?
Nah.
So, I was dating this chick, right? I was just bored as fuck. I just wanted to have some fun in the relationship. I was bored, bro. So, I grabbed a condom. A condom that I don't regularly use. And I threw it in her bag. I threw it in her purse. And I asked her when, because she always carried gum. I'm like, hey, babe, can I grab a piece of gum from your purse? She's like, yeah, go right ahead. I went in there, bro, the straightest face ever. I grabbed the condom. What the fuck is this? Oh my God. Bruh.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Bruh, that was my toxic trait at the time. Bro, I was just bored. And I like to spark. You know when you're bored, bro, and you just want to have a good laugh?
Like, things are too mundane and you need that little
things are going like, bro, I'm like,
spice things up. I'm like, yo, man. Then you get them. argument sex just.
Exactly. That's what I wanted. And I'm like, yo, we haven't had a fight in a while, man. Let me fucking start some shit. Boy, I was livid, boy. I don't know where this fake anger came from, but I was livid. I was just like, yo, for real? This is what you're doing out here in these streets? In these streets right here?
With this, you know we don't use these condoms?
Lifestyles. Who the fuck uses lifestyles? Like, what the fuck are you doing out here, bro? And
damn.
You know what the worst part is? If she listens to this, she'll be like, this piece of shit. Because I never told her it was a joke. I never told her, bro. I never told her it was a joke. I made her, like, the entire time she was, like, making it up to me.
Oh, damn.
Toxic.
So, what a toxic trait that I have, I would say, would be, I don't know. What do you, you know me, like, what do you think would be, like, a toxic trait that I have?
I think probably what you do is not so much a toxic trait, but it's like nonchalantless, where you just stop caring.
Yeah.
So she'll text you and you're just like, you'll forget, like, you legit. It's kind of toxic to a degree. Because
maybe
she's texting you back.
I can see that.
Maybe she's texting you back like almost immediately. You'll stare at it and be like, I don't feel like replying.
Yeah.
Which is not so much of a toxic trait, bro. That's not really.
I mean, I'm not proud of it, but. And I mean, I give him the green light to tell me.
Yeah, man. It's like
that's, I didn't, you know what, dude, that I didn't even fucking notice that shit.
Bro, because I'll do it too. But
I didn't even notice. Like, I would say, like, I would be, the times that I've said it,
and it's more
I look at my phone, I'm like, nah.
It's more so from laziness, because it might just be in that particular moment, you're not using your phone. Or it could be because you're on YouTube.
No, but I catch myself doing that more often than, like, and I see myself doing that on, like, now that I'm single, like, I catch myself doing that on all social media platforms where I'm talking to girls, like Instagram, text messages. I don't snap. Yeah, that's it. Just Instagram and text messages.
I don't really feel like replying right now, but I'll reply when I'm in the mood.
I'll reply later. I guess that's a good one, bro. That's a good one. I give you that.
But I don't say it's, like I said, I don't say it's toxic, man. It's just like, you know.
But I can see how it's toxic because it's a habit.
Yes.
And if I can do it to some, I can do it to the girl that I'm dating.
If this person likes you and this person's putting all this effort, texting you back ASAP and everything like that, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't really feel like it, you know? I don't want to. But to us men, I think it's better for a woman to have a higher attraction to men than it is for a man to have a higher attraction to the female.
Yeah.
I think
we would appreciate it more.
Yeah. And I think,
like, as a man, I'm like, wow, this girl is like,
those are the girls that you show off.
What?
Now, there are, like I said, you always got to pay attention to those red flags.
We're speaking for us.
You got to pay attention to that. The guy that you're talking to ain't like a little boy, or as in like little child mentality, because even though we talk the way we talk, that don't mean that if the right chick come along,
that we won't be simping.
Yeah, exactly. That we won't be simping. But. But
because that would be, I know, damn sure. The astuteness. Baby, you want me to suck on them toes?
The astuteness is high up there, bro. Because if a chick is for the streets, then I'm gonna treat her like she's from the streets.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna treat her like she's from the streets. Like,
what the fuck do I have time wasting time on all this bullshit if I know she's for the streets already?
Yeah, and I'll make it known. Yeah, I won't even tell her.
It'll be flat out.
I won't be manipulative. I'll be straight up. I'm not looking for anything. I mean,
yes, because I already believe that you're for the streets. You either for the streets or you know what?
Bite.
You're not a good fit. I
give you a little piece,
but those cheeks are fine. Bro,
but
yeah. Bro, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh,
women do this shit all the time. Before we go into this, females listening to us, you faking an orgasm does you no justice.
It doesn't.
Does you no justice?
And you know what?
And you joking around.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Wait, you joking around, acting like, oh shit, yeah, I faked an orgasm when we had sex. When you're talking like when you're trying to hurt a guy. You know what I do?
You're missing out.
Yo, when I hear that shit, bro, I laugh. You fake that shit.
You think I'm pretty?
You fake that shit?
Oh, man.
Damn, girl. I'm sorry.
Listen, honestly. I mean, if you're faking it, listen, bro, you got to talk about that shit because the homeboy got to do what you like. Yo, you got to hit it like the way you like. You got to talk about that shit.
You want to know why we laughing?
Don't fuck his feelings. Because
you hurt yourself.
Yeah, you're hurting yourself. This is why you cheat on him. This is why you'll cheat on him.
You hurt yourself.
You know what I mean? Like, if you like more clitoris action instead of penetration action, tell him about that shit.
Oh, shit, man.
Straight up.
I still think that's funny, bro.
I think you should communicate about that.
Yeah, bro. Like why?
Whatever it is you like most, you tell him. And if he doesn't want to do that, then you fucking let him go. Because at the end of the day, you got to do what makes you happy.
Why would you lie?
What keeps you happy?
Why would you lie about orgasming?
But you know what? Going to your question.
So...
Go ahead.
So before we continue, why would you lie about faking your orgasm? You do realize you're not hurting him. And that's why I'm laughing. Like, bitch, you faked an orgasm? Damn, you fucked up. I busted like 4 nuts. I busted like 5 nuts. I was focusing on myself the entire time. If you kept on telling me, oh yeah, that's good, that's right there, shit, I don't give a fuck less.
I'm right there too.
Yeah, I'm busting. I'm gonna keep on busting my nuts. Like, what the fuck?
I'm right there too.
You think you hurting me? You think you are hurting me? Are you kidding me? It is known that it takes women longer to orgasm, right?
So depending on the woman, because if you foreplay right, yes, she'll orgasm quicker.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying like there's obviously technique. There's if the guy knows what he's doing. It's all that fucking bullshit right there. But in a situation to where let's say you're a female's with a guy who's putting the effort, right? He's putting an effort. He wants to make you orgasm. He wants to.
Yeah.
Because you know, there are fuckboys out there who just want to get their nut out of the way. They can give a fuck less about foreplay. They can fucking spin on it. That's it. Let's jam it in there. If you got yourself a dude who's actually putting that effort in there and you're still faking it, then you played yourself because homeboy already made it known that, yo, fuck it. Like, I'll stay down here for as long as I have to until I get it right.
Lockjaw, like you said.
Yep. Fuck.
Bro, time to just use my hands.
That's it, bro. It's like, fuck, like I gotta drink some water over here and shit.
Let me get the drill.
Bro, fuck, where's the dildo at? Fuck, I gotta fucking do something over here. Yo, if you're with dude who's putting all that effort, tell him what you want.
Yeah, tell him.
Because he's putting that effort.
Ladies,
you're wrong in that scenario.
We're doing you a favor. Never do that shit.
Yeah, don't fake.
It'll help you. And it'll help them because then they'll do what you want them to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, don't worry about what the hell. Listen, oh, it's hotter when a guy figures it out. No.
What?
Listen, I've heard that shit. What? I've heard that shit before. Oh, it's hotter when you figure it out. Yeah, I can see how it can be hotter.
Okay.
But after the third, fourth, fifth, sixth
if I
time,
can't get it, like, then I'm going to quit.
Fucking say something.
I'm going to quit.
Say something.
I'm going to quit.
Open your mouth.
I'm getting my nut.
Like, you're not going to get anything out of it. And then fucking, you know what I mean? We're both going to be losing because then you don't want to fuck me. And then, like, you're faking it. And my experience is going to be
diminished. It's going to be less than what it should have been for both parties. Mind you, a guy's still getting his nut off. A dude is still busting.
Yeah.
But with that being said,
I mean, depending if the pussy's good.
There have been moments. Oh boy, that's
because you know what? I faked it.
I've done it.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucius has faked his orgasm.
But I've done it for different reasons, though. Not for the reason that a chick.
Go ahead, you go first.
Okay. A chick fakes an orgasm just to get it over with, right?
No, but like talk about you.
I faked an orgasm because there's this thing, there's a chemical whatnot that most dudes have in their bodies. And I talked about this in the podcast before, that after one nut or two nuts, that it makes your dick go soft.
Right.
Well, that same chemical, I lack the production of it. So that means my dick just stay hard for as long as I really want it to stay hard, as long as I'm aroused.
In the mood.
Exactly. As long as I'm in the mood. And even then when I'm not in the mood, it might still stay a little hard. But so because of that, I can bust like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 nuts. My record right now is 8 nuts in one go. Like no pauses, no breaks, like nonstop beating cheeks. But that comes with a downside, because if I'm with a female and she knows this and I've busted like with her 6, 7 times before, she'll start getting into her head and she'll be like, damn, we had sex and he only busted once. So now she's thinking, what the fuck is wrong with me? It just might been like,
you orgasmed already. I think one, and then whatever after that is just like a bonus.
So then what, I know this because females have told me this. They're like, they'll start thinking that something's wrong with them, or like if I'm cheating or some shit like that. It's just like, are you not attracted to me anymore? Or like, why only one time?
You should put a disclaimer and be like, listen.
A disclaimer.
Listen, you go ahead
the
and read this.
First time I'm busting after 8, 9, 10 nuts.
If I already busted once, then everything after that is just bonus.
So what ended up happening, a cycle ended up continuing, right? To where I would normally bust on average 2-3 times. That's like my average. 4 and 5, it's like on a good day. 6, 7, 8, bro, that's like, that was a fucking
that's a
fire.
Marathon.
That's a fire ass night, like for me. So what I ended up starting to do is just like, if I only can bust once or twice, I'll fake the third and fourth. I'll fake the third and fourth because I'll still be hard. I'll still be hard, but I'll fake the third and fourth.
I think this shit is so funny.
So what I'll be doing, and this is where the acting skills come in. When I'll start, bro, I'm sweating, boy. You know, because you're actively trying to, you're legit trying to get the nut. You're legit trying.
You're working for that shit.
But your shit is numb at this point. So it's just like, bro. So you know how you start working and you're like hips are, bro. What I would do is like when I get so tired and I'm just like, fuck, bro. I'm like busting too many sweats in here. I'll just stop. And I'll press deep really in. And I'll just be like. I'll tense up my body and I'll shake my muscles. And I'm just like.
Oh my God.
And then when she'll try to move, I'm like. No. That's my faking right there. That's my faking right there, boy.
Oh my God.
Yo, I become a supreme actor on that one, boy.
Oh,
the supreme actor, boy. It's just like, I'll stop. I'll be like, don't move.
Oh, chill, man.
Like, sa. Oh, man. Then I'll lay on my back and then I'll be like, damn, girl, you don't kill me today.
Yo.
That's, and I'll do that. I kid you not, usually on 3 and 4. Sometimes it's real, but it's hard to tell because, man, I perfected the skill.
I think I fucked my mic up.
Yeah, all right. I perfected the skill of, like, you know what? I already know exactly what I do on the regular after busting. So, bro, I just be like, tense up, bro. You tense every part of your body up. It's just like,
oh my god.
And you know,
god.
You give one of those sighs, like if it's a sigh of relief, but you straight bush. And see, but I do it for that other person. I do it so that other person can be like, yo, I do it for that person so that she can be like, god damn, like my pussy fire.
Yeah, man, like, so. Oh, bro, man,
that's why I do it, bro.
I haven't laughed that hard in so long.
That's why I do it, bro. I do it for you women.
Listen.
You know, to hype you up. Come and hype me up. hey, hype me up.
So, oh, shit, I fucked up.
Yo, you know what's funny? There's probably chicks out there that were just like, yo, I made this dude bust 4, 5, 8 times. And like me, I'm over here faking like 3, 4 of those.
Oh, man. So, for me, I've actually faked my first one. I faked my first one before. Like,
how the fuck do you fake your first one?
So
how?
There's only one way.
How, Sway? How? Your first time, bro? Like the first time is like the first 3 nut. Strokes.
No. Not the first time I slept with her.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
my
okay,
first
okay.
nut.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
My first nut. I mean, technically, it's not a nut. It's a fake one.
My first,
but
yeah, the first fake.
So I drank too much. I drank too much, and what happened was, we were sleeping together. You know, we were having sex and stuff like that. And I think, I don't know if I drank. So I only drink whiskey or tequila. Obviously, Whiskey Tequila Fitness, WTF.
Hey. Know.
Listen.
Come and hype me up.
If you haven't told your family and friends about our show, go ahead and let them know. That's anyway, it. So I drank too much. And honestly, I think her pussy just, at the time that it happened, it wasn't what...
It wasn't what
wanted it.
It wasn't what was advertised.
It wasn't what it was advertised.
It was advertised wrong. Damn.
And for me, you know what? You know what? There's two scenarios, actually. Not just one. I either drink too much and I have whiskey dick. I either have a fucking rock and I'm just like there for the show. And I'm there and I'll last a long time. But at the same time, her pussy isn't that good. And then the other one is if she orgasms before me and now she's forcing me to fucking come. And I'm all right, now
there's a lot of pressure.
Rushed.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
there's
I'm
a lot of pressure.
Rushed.
When
and I have that rush feeling in my head. I'm like, fuck, like,
when you
already came.
When
and
you
I'm like,
went
I
out of your way, when you went out of your way and you made her bust like 2 times before you fucking even penetrate her.
Yeah.
And now she's just like, all right, I'm done. Like,
yeah, like I'm done. Like, bro, like she pulls that on me. Like, she pulls that on me, and that's
I got my nut
and
off already.
I go ahead and walk away, pull the condom off.
And
I'm like,
and
yeah,
on that
I'm good
particular
now.
Day,
yeah,
you know, that pressure of being rushed might make you take a little longer than normal.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll be like, oh, I turn over, I pull away, I pull out. I'm like, oh man.
There is such
that
thing.
That felt so good. She was like, oh, did you came? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's how you say it. And that's how you say it. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I came.
Yeah, I did.
I'm just breathing hard as hell.
That was some fire pussy. Bro, this has happened to me. There is such thing as being inside of your head, right? Because the what I consider the most attractive girl that I've ever been with, the entire time that I was dating this person, I never orgasmed, not once.
Really?
Not one time.
Holy shit.
That was because every single time we had sex, in my head, I was just like, yo, I gotta come perform to like level 100.
Damn.
I gotta make sure that this chick never forgets me. And I'm probably sure that, and at the time, it's because I was so in my head, and I would try. I kid you not, I would try. I put like good effort into like making sure, bro, like, or you jackrabbit and you're trying your hardest, bro. For the life of me, the entire time I dated this girl,
damn,
nothing.
What the?
And that's when I realized that whenever you are mentally like too freaking,
yeah, because like the times that I was so when I was drinking too much, if I was drinking too much, I already feel numb from the jump. I'm turned on in my body. It's turned on like I'm a rock. But in terms of like the tip, it's like it's so insensitive that I can, no, it doesn't matter how fast I go. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how slow I go. Like it's just, it's just not going to happen.
You're just wasting your time. Yeah,
yeah, it's, it becomes numb at that point.
And
so if I, let's say I wasn't drunk, right? We were having sex and she came before I did. Then at that point it's like, all right, she's like tapping me like, all right, go ahead, like come, like I'm like, what the fuck, like don't rush me, like you're hurry making up. Me alert, like you're
hurry up, you're come on, I'm tired,
come on,
let's go, let's girl go. I'm doing all the work, man. I'm
let's
the
go
one. Bro, I'm
let's
the one
go.
Yo,
come on.
You know when you're grabbing a pillow
I'm
and
like,
you're,
bitch,
you're tapping your sweat with a pillow because you're freaking sweating so much and you're putting so much work. It's just like, yo, y'all women, y'all don't fucking know, man. Y'all don't fucking know. All y'all have to do is literally like turn around on all fours.
No. Not even.
Stomach,
the pussy,
or,
it has to be good because.
No, but I'm saying like they don't know how hard men have to work for the nuts sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So
all you have to do is lay there.
Yeah.
Your pussy's the only thing getting a pounding.
Yeah, so
but my heart rate
so
is
right
like,
now, like my body's like I'm working on my legs, I'm working my arms, like I'm holding, like I'm a big dude.
It's
like
a full body workout,
you know what
over
mean?
Here.
Like, all this muscle on top of you. I'm going and I'm on top and I'm like going at it.
I'm burning calories.
Like, I'm
way
going
too
at
many
it.
Calories.
And I'm you already fucking came. Like at that point, you're starting to get dry, one. So I'm beating against time. Because you already came, and then you're rushing me on top of that. So it's like, yeah, look, I'm getting dry. Like you better hurry up.
And you're doing all the bullshit, man.
What the fuck? Come on.
Nah, man. So you know, man.
Yeah, man. Like
you kind of have to just look at it like, yo, fuck. You know, think about our nut.
Don't rush me.
Don't touch me.
If you got your nut in, and you want me to get mine. Don't rush me. Don't say it. Like, don't tap me.
It happens.
All right, go.
It's the same way. Like whenever you with a when you with a chick, right? Whenever you're doing something right, don't switch up your skill.
Exactly.
Keep on doing what you're doing,
ladies.
Don't do nothing else.
If I'm
same thing with a dude.
If I'm hitting it right, and you're like, don't stop, and then all of a sudden I just pull out and I walk out the fucking room. You be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
That's the same shit that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. Like you're completely.
It's the same shit, man.
Taking me out of the zone.
Out of his
you're
zone.
Taking me out of the
his comfort zone. His
yeah, not where, not even comfort
not,
zone.
Not,
but
not
like,
his comfort zone, but where he was about to fucking
yeah,
blow like, his
I'm,
load.
Yeah, like
now
I'm
he
trying
has
to get
think
in,
about
I'm
something
trying to
else.
Get in my mind. I'm trying to get in the vibe. I'm trying to get into it, and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, like it's like
tap
I'm sleeping.
Out. Like yeah, you're waking,
like, you're waking
like, yeah,
me
you're
up,
waking them up. Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, I'm conscious now. Like you know what I mean?
So
then it's not gonna work.
So get your shit together, women. Yo, with that being said, man, yo, I appreciate y'all for listening. You know, we got lit as hell today on this podcast. You know, we said a lot of bullshit. If you ever want to come
do
up
it
to
for
the,
you guys.
Yeah, if you ever want to come to the podcast,
ladies. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we actually have a website now. It's WTFMiamiMedia.com. All your questions, all your requests, anything that you want to go ahead, if you want to be a special guest, if you have something that we want to hit on, make sure you
go
to the website.
Head over to the website, check it out. We have all the other episodes on there.
That's it. We have our YouTube channel up too.
We have
go ahead, hit subscribe, like that shit. We're on.
Share it.
We're on Apple.
It,
we're on
baby.
Spotify. We're on everything, man. You know, we're fucking. This,
we lit
this
out here.
It.
We lit out
this
here. We're
the,
growing.
This is
the
ordeal, man.
WTF Miami. Podcast.
That's it, man. The brand,
the brand,
family. You know, and we're happy to do this shit, man, because we're happy to make everybody laugh and we're happy to just have a good old time with everybody else here. And we'd be more than happy to either have a conversation, argue, fucking come get drunk as fuck with you too, man. with that being said,
peace.
Until next time.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.